The Quran Karim described it as being greater in blessings and spiritual virtue than 1,000 months, which in turn means it is greater than 83 years and 4 months. Fortunate indeed is that person who attains the full blessings of this night by spending it in the ibadah of Allah, because he has then attained the reward for ibadah of 83 years and 4 months and even more. Indeed, the granting of this night to the faithful is a great favor. There are various narrations mentioned as to why this particular night was granted to this ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laylatul Qadr was granted to this ummah and not to any other ummah before this." And regarding the reason, it is mentioned according to some ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to look at the longer lives of the earlier people, and he was saddened when he pondered over the much shorter lives of his own ummah. And if his ummah wanted to compete with the people before them in doing good deeds, because of their shorter lives, it would be impossible for them to either emulate or surpass them. So to compensate for this difference in their lifespan, Allah, in his infinite mercy, granted them with this night of great blessings. This means that if any fortunate one of this ummah spends during his lifetime 10 such nights in the worship of his Maker, he would have gained the reward for ibadah of 830 years and even more. Another report states that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once related to the Sahaba the story of a very righteous man from among the Bani Israel who used to spend 1,000 months in jihad. On hearing this, the Sahaba envied that person because they could not attain the same reward because of the shortness of their life. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala granted them the night of Qadr as a recompense. And another report states that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the names of four most pious people from among the Bani Israel who each spent 80 years in Allah's sincere service, worshipping Him and not sinning in the least. And they were Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Hazrat Hizqeel alayhi salam, and Yusha alayhi salam. The Sahaba heard this with astonishment. In other words, they again were surprised and they wished to could do the same. Then Jibreel alayhi salam appeared and recited Surah Qadr, wherein the blessings of this particular night have been revealed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب الشديد لقابة الطول صدق الله العظيم. Today we started with the surahs that begin with حاميم, and this word حاميم, it got some secret in it. It got some code which we are unaware, but there is one indication where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam once mentioned to the Sahaba that if you feel that you are attacking at night and you are being attacked, for example, on a battlefield, then you must read Hamim la yunsarun. So there is an indication in this word of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there is some kind of protection in that word that is mentioned, but obviously we're not allowed to delve and dig into it. We just take it in the outward meaning. And these surahs here are known as the brides, the seven brides of the Quran. That means the next seven surahs, we read two already today, they all start with Hamim, and it's also said that they are the brocade of the Quran. Brocade means that beautiful gold trimming that is normally put at the end of an upholstery or somewhere. It's a very beautiful trimming, gold in color normally. So it is said that it is that. Also, it is mentioned that these surahs here, they can be likened to a very, very green and lush orchard. And a person is looking, for example, he's out of his house, he has nowhere to stay, and he starts walking and goes in search of a place for his family, and he comes to a very green and lush place, and he thinks to himself, this is the place I would like to bring my family, but let me carry on walking. And then suddenly an entire area is open to him, which is manifold greener and much more lush and fresh than this. And he says to himself, there was so much of rain and so much of lush in the back there, but this here is something else. This is totally something else. And so these surahs are then described as that totally something else. So it is from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith that these seven surahs are indeed very, very virtuous. And the opening verses of this surah here, they have got four special attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two of which are actually mentioned in the Asma'ul Husna, and the other two are not mentioned there. But each one of them has got a very deep meaning. It is said that once a Sahabi, he says that I was accompanied by a Tabi'i, and I went into one of the orchards and I started performing Salah. And I started reading these surahs, or I started reading this particular surah. And when I just came to the words Hamim, تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم غافر الذنب. These are the four special attributes. غافر الذنب, the one who forgives sins. A voice from the back called out and said to me, and I could feel this person's presence. When I looked up, I saw that he was a very, very good-looking person, very well-dressed, and he was a very unusual person. And he said to me, غافر الذنب, you must say, when you are at that verse, you must say, Allah, رب اغفر لي ذنبي, that, oh Allah, forgive my sins. So, وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, and the one who accepts tawbah, this is the second attribute of Allah. يَا رَبِّ اِقْبَلْ تَوْبَتِي, and شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, the one who is capable of sending very severe punishment, that, يَا رَبِّ أَنْجَنِي مِنْ إِقَابِكَ, that, oh my Rabb, save me from your very severe punishment. And ذِتْطَوْل, ذِتْطَوْل means the one who sends down a lot of blessings, that, يَا قُول, طول الخير عليا, هذا الطول طول الخير عليا, that extend and expend all your blessings and goodness upon me. So you say, when I finished my salah, I turned around to see exactly who this person was, and I saw that he was gone from there. So it was some very pious person, or a saint, or some angel who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala probably sent to this particular person to tell him about these verses here, and the virtue and the benefit of these four words and these four attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, in his time it is said that there was one person who came and accepted Islam, and he was a very strong, well-built person. And after he accepted Islam, after some time, he disappeared from the scene. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala inquired, he said, where is that person? They say, oh, Amirul Mumin, don't ask about this person. Yeah, this person is lost. He's gone back to his area, his country, and he's basically neglected all aspects of the deen, and he has become a very, very committed alcoholic. He's totally lost in alcohol. So this is what his position is. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala wrote a letter to him, that this is a letter from Umar ibn Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala wrote these four verses and invited this person to come back onto the straight path. So when this person received this letter, he started crying. And he said, before this letter story, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala then told all the congregation, he says, you know, this person, we knew him and what he has become of him. So let us not talk bad about him. Let us all make dua sincerely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the realization and he can make tawbah and come back on a straight path. So this is one very important lesson we learn from him. Many times we hear very sad and upsetting stories about people they involve in such evil. Sometimes people have left the deen, and sometimes people actually even approach them. And when you approach them, then we become so emotional in our approach. We wish so much good for them that we become angry what they had done. And we start fighting and debating and arguing with them to bring them back on the straight path. Then we get angry, we say, I don't want to see you, I don't want to talk to you, I don't have nothing to do with you. Obviously, we're not being right about it, but you're not being super righteous also. It's just out of love and care for that person that you do this. But look at the approach taken by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He sent a nice letter to this person, invited him, and then he told the people, make dua. Now, when this person received this letter, he read it, and immediately he was overtaken by these four attributes of Allah. He says, just look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got in these words of his such beautiful message for me that he's prepared to forgive me, he's prepared to accept my repentance on the one hand, and on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also reminding me that he has got the capability of sending down punishment to me. And after some time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was informed that this person here, after having received the letter, he made sincere tawbah and he came back on the straight path. So it's a very important lesson here. When we hear of people who are gone off the track, we mustn't start judging them. Oh, we mustn't become so overly, you know, protective that we start becoming angry and we think that what, you know, we are better than them or whatever it is. Make sincere dua. We hear this kind of story, we just tell the people, make dua tahajjud time, make dua iftar time, make dua after every namaz. Sometime you go into argument, discussion, that person just becomes all the more stubborn, and then they want to put a point, and then they will debate with you, and you won't get anywhere. Just make dua for them and give them good words, and that is it. Leave it at that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives hidayat. So inshallah, tonight is one of the odd nights. We are going to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned the other day also that we must become mad. Mad in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing better than the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the sahaba that Allah unabbi'ukum bi'afdali a'malikum, should I not inform you of the most virtuous of your deeds and the most pure in the sight of your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and the most effective in raising your stages by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And much better than for you to spend gold and silver in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even better than this, that you go out in the path of Allah and you meet the enemy and the enemy strikes your neck and you strike his neck. In other words, you make jihad and you become a shaheed. Should I not show you that deed? Sahaba said, Bala ya Rasulullah. He said, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it surpasses all the other deeds. And that is something, when a person is making dhikr, he is basically in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember such people. That's why that other hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that when a group of people sit in a masjid or wherever in a gathering, and they make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, la yaquduna khawman yadhkuruna Allah illa haffat alayhimul malaika. The malaika come and surround such people. And further, wa ghashiyatuhumur rahmah, and the mercy of Allah ta'ala envelopes such people. So malaika are all around, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And wa nazalat alayhimus sakina, a very special form of peace which can only be found by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is descended on such people. And وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ إِنْدَهُ. And Allah ta'ala then makes mention of this group by those that are sitting around him, that is the very chosen malaika that have been honored to be sitting around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must keep that in mind, and all the time, like we say, we must make dhikr, make a special routine every day, have time set aside, and over and above that also, whichever way Allah gives us tawfiq to make dhikr, we make the dhikr. So we'll start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Today is Thursday night also, and we know the one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we must increase Durood Sharif on a Thursday. So inshallah today's zikr, the third one, will be on a Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keeping in mind that whatever deen we have got, whatever straight path to Jannah, is all through the sacrifice and the gift of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. We cannot repay him, but when making durood, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bless him in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deems fit, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So we'll read the durood of sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, Allah has honored us to have performed Taraweeh, put our head on the musalla. We made 40 sajdas in Taraweeh, subhanallah. In addition to the one extra sajda tilawat, 41 sajdas. Do we know what is the power of 41 sajdas, my brothers? Plus, alhamdulillah, we made the dhikr of Allah. Each one of us present here right now, I can assure you, inshallah, that you are a fully charged battery of spirituality, inshallah. So keep it like that, keep it going. Now also we go home, let us inshallah go and keep the charged battery burning and let us see whatever other ibadat we can make. It mustn't happen, you know, we're waiting for somebody to tell us from somewhere that, you know, 27th, Laylatul Qadr is still coming, it's not tonight and all that. We don't know when it is. We must make ibadat and really we must take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the state that we are living the masjid now in, do not underestimate it, my brothers. We are in a very, very high spiritually charged state. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this particular opportunity to take His name and to illuminate our hearts, to illuminate our bodies. And we have spread so much of nur here within ourselves. Let us take it home, inshallah, and let us continue. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعالي يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين Oh Allah, all praise be to you. Oh Allah, all thanks be to you. Oh Allah, we beg you through your kindness and through the barakah of this gathering. Ya Allah, to forgive all our sins, everyone present in this masjid, every sin, big and small. Ya Allah, in daylight or in darkness, Ya Allah, intentional or unintentional, every sin for everyone present here, and our mothers and sisters at home. Ya Allah, you lose nothing, Ya Allah, to wipe away our sins with your floods of mercy. Allah, we beg you to forgive all of us when we get up from you. Ya Allah, let us be pure and purified and cleansed like the day our mothers gave birth to us. Allah, send down favorable conditions upon us. Ya Allah, become pleased with us. Allah, by the fact that you love us, we ask you to give us the opportunity to love you back. Ya Allah, increase your love in our heart. Increase your appreciation in our heart. Let us understand your greatness, Ya Allah. Let us get your ma'rifat, your recognition, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, let us become obedient servants of yours. Allah, we ask you on behalf of everyone who has asked us to make dua for them and for ourselves, Ya Allah, to send down your mercy upon everybody, Ya Allah, in the way that you deem fit and according to your knowledge, which everybody requires, you grant them according to that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to send down your special mercy on Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his noble companions, the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in, the Uliya'ik al-Muqarrabin, and all the pious servants, and all the Buzurgani Deen, our Ustaz, and our parents, those of our parents that are alive, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant them a comfortable life, Ya Allah, to make everything easy for them. And those that have passed away, ask you to raise their stages and to forgive them. Let no difficulty come to them, Ya Allah. You have chosen us to be alive, to continue making dua for them because you want to forgive them. Ya Allah, forgive all our parents, forgive all the deceased people of this town and the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, those who have got difficulties, remove their difficulties. Those who have got marital problems, Ya Allah, we ask you to remove their marital problems. Bring harmony and understanding in their house between the partners. Those who have got other kind of disputes in their home, in their business, wherever they remove those disputes. Those who have got debts, Ya Allah, you pay off their debts. Ya Allah, those who have got sicknesses and bimari, Ya Allah, you grant them all shifa. Those that are under treatment, Ya Allah. You put shifa in the treatment. Ya Allah, those who have requested us for du'as, Ya Allah, we ask you to fulfill all their du'as. Send down your special mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ghafir ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aslih ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ajbur ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, have special mercy on this beautiful ummah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah is fragmented, the ummah is in difficulty, the ummah is in confusion, the ummah is in chaos. You can remove it, Ya Allah. We ask you for the love that you have for your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the love that he has for his ummah. Ya Allah, bring down mercy and bring down understanding and remove the chaos from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.